Well, Sydney, happy new Mardi Gras.
I can't believe this is really happening. I can't tell you how many times over the last 6 months we thought we would never make it to today. Then I look at all of you and I just want to cry. I know that I speak on behalf of Michael and the rest of the board and all of our amazing volunteers when I say we've worked our butts off for the last 5 months to create a new organisation and to recreate this most amazing of seasons. And we've done that believing that it's what you wanted us to do, but never quite sure how many of you were behind us. Tonight was the first test, and you didn't let us down. So thank you for joining us at the launch of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras 2003 season. Tonight we celebrate 25 years of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual and queer culture. Take the opportunity over the next 3 weeks to enjoy the festival, to laugh and to play and to party hard. But also take every opportunity to demand equality and at every opportunity say loudly and repeatedly until John Howard can hear it, not now, not ever and not in my name, do not take Australia to war.
Yes, folks, we have survived. But this is not just a story of survival. The last 5 months have also been about gay men, lesbians, transgender, bisexual and queer people making Mardi Gras theirs. This has been about an inordinate number of people coming together to lend a hand, to make sure not just that the event continues, but that they can shape that to reflect them, their aspirations, their lives. 2,500 people will have been volunteers for Mardi Gras by the end of the season. That speaks volumes to me about the continued relevance of this organisation. And frankly, that figure doesn't count the hundreds of people who will be involved in floats with various community organisations, the hundreds of people who are involved in putting on festival events, or the hundreds of people who will be volunteering for collections, or all the other myriad of things that go on over the next 3 weeks. It's been an inspiration to me to watch something like 200 people who have been working 20 hours a week for the last 5 months to get us this far. It's been incredibly heartening and frankly a privilege to be leading this organisation when there are so many people so committed to ensuring that this happens, not running agendas, but here and ensuring that it goes ahead.
As a West Aussie, I've often looked to Mardi Gras and the Sydney gay and lesbian, transgender, bisexual and queer community as a source of inspiration and hope. And are there any West Aussies out there today? Oh, good. Your community, that is the Sydney community, assisted in raising my expectations that it simply wasn't good enough that gay and lesbian people in WA were systematically treated as second-class citizens before the law. The importance of protest and cultural organisations like Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and Lesbian and Gay Pride in WA shouldn't be underestimated. Through protest, the celebration of culture and affirmation of identity, people have been provided with a sense of confidence and community that for many has been a struggle to find elsewhere. Personally, I overcame a great sense of personal isolation as I marched in my first WA Pride Parade in 95 with my mother. And I hope that many other young people will have a similar experience on the 1st of March, whether it comes through marching in the parade, watching it from the streets or attending the party. It's remarkable to me that such a strong sense of community has grown from a protest brutally oppressed by police 25 years ago. And I'd like to extend my personal thanks to generations of activists that have fought to improve our lot in life.
I was so naive, I felt I Tonight, that it was all worth it. There are boys and girls out there in the cities and towns and back blocks of Australia, in the other countries in our region, who know that they might be different from the heterosexual mainstream. They might be suffering from loneliness and fear of discovery, fear of rejection, but they know they're not alone. They know they're not alone because every February their sisters and brothers across this land and from across the seas come together in Sydney and joyfully, cleverly, publicly celebrate sexual difference. There are people, you know, who go around saying, oh, Mardi Gras passé. There are others who say, gay has become so mainstream that it doesn't matter anymore. Well, all I can say is that they should tell that to the likes of John Howard and Bill Heffernan and George Pell. They don't think we're okay. They're constantly telling how we are different, that we don't deserve the same rights as heterosexuals, that our sex is disgusting, that we need to be cured. You'd have to live a pretty isolated existence these days not to know people who, when it comes down to it, would prefer that bis and trannies, lesbians, gays and queers would just quietly go away. If it's not your close relative or your co-worker, then it's your neighbour, or the local hoon who yells out, fucking leso, because on a public street you've got your arm around your partner. Mardi Gras, on the other hand, has been the one institution which brings us all together. Mardi Gras is the public face of a whole bunch of people and communities who vote. And we should never let the politicians forget it. Mardi Gras is the celebration of a strong and inventive people who, in the face of a devastating pandemic of disease, have fashioned a response which, compared to the rest of the world, works. Mardi Gras is the celebration which brings together all of us who have a sexuality which is not ordinary, whose sexuality is extraordinary. This is not a time for taking our blessings for granted. In Mardi Gras, we have an institution which marks us out from the rest of the world as a strong and vibrant and proud community of sexual difference. And what does that mean? It means, simply put, that we have better lives. In a world which is going crazy around us, we owe it to our sisters and our brothers in less fortunate circumstances to build on this wonderful foundation, to inspire others to live their lives too, free of fear and free of loathing. We haven't done too bad a job of making Mardi Gras as fabulous as it is over the last 25 years. Now, onward for the next 25 years. Get out there, buy tickets, go to shop yourself stupid, throw together a frock, make up a float, have fun, long live Mardi Gras.